Welcome to Muscle Science for Women, your favorite co-hosts who are always in a good mood and have so much energy, right?
So much energy. I actually slept for 9.5 hours. So
didn't you just tell me that your dog has been barfing for a day straight?
Well, that was yesterday. Yeah, but Alex actually got the brunt of that. So
okay. All right. Well, apparently it's different when a toddler is barfing all night because there's, I don't know. I haven't had a dog since I was a child, so whatever. But waking up in the middle of the night to a small person just barfing all over their bed and they have no capacity to like aim really or kind of tell you in advance what's happening. And I feel so bad. I hate it. I hate it so much. I just feel so bad because it's so like, it's upsetting when you're a little kid and you're barfing and you don't know really what's going on, you know?
Yeah. You're like, what is this?
Poor thing. Anyway. Yeah. So, okay. So we've both been dealing with vomit recently. you somehow managed to get great sleep. I've been up since 4 a.m. So I'm not going to probably be at my best today, but I'm going to try my best. And that's all we can ask of ourselves, right?
Yes.
Just try your best. Agreed. Okay. All right. So offline, and I said, just wait until we start recording.
You said, were updating shut up. Me.
I said, shut up. Wait till we record. You were going to update me on your latest injury, your latest sports injury. What happened? Is it the same kind of injury that you're always getting?
Actually, this is very similar to what happened last time. But I did, the last time was basketball, I believe. This time was kickball. Yeah, I play sports, love sports, but you know, some of the contact stuff, just you open yourself up to potential injury. Kickball is really not that much contact, but basically I don't know if you can see here on the screen. It's getting way
a little
better.
Bruised. Yeah.
But yeah, I play first base and there's a pop fly. And you know, when like, I don't know if you played softball or anything when you were younger and you're like, you call the ball, right? You're like, I got it. And so that's a big thing you got to do in kickball because everybody's going to go for it. And so if you call, I got it, the other people have to back off. And I literally screamed at the top of my lungs, I got it. And, someone didn't back off and just like, literally like I went like laid me out. Like I was like on the floor, like full, just fell backwards. And my thumb just went burp all the way back. So
did you land on your hand?
Like no, I literally landed like on my ass and my, but when I went to catch the ball, we collided and then somehow like my thumb went all the way backwards. So yeah, I mean, it looks worse than it actually is. I think it's just a sprain, but anyway, I was just pissed cause I ended up dropping the ball cause you know, I got laid out. So that was the thing I was most mad about, but you know, it happened. It's healing very quickly, which is super nice, but it's just more annoying than anything.
Are you doing anything fancy to help your healing or just trying not to,
So we actually had 2 games and that was the first game. So I like literally just taped it up and played the second game.
Of course.
And then we went to a Mexican restaurant afterwards and I literally ate shit in front of the entire restaurant because I tripped over my backpack and I also fell on the floor. So it was just a great Sunday.
How many margaritas in were you?
That's the thing. I was the only one not having margaritas. I was drinking Diet Coke because that's my guilty pleasure. But I literally lay down on the floor and the whole restaurant turned around and was like, I was like, yeah, cool. Bruised my knee up, but you know.
Bruised
anyway,
ego, bruised hand. Okay, well, you survived. And you know,
I'm alive. It's fine.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's what.
Yes.
That's, I'm pretty sure I coined that phrase. I don't know. Anyway,
yes, I think,
let's talk about some other things. Well, actually, let's talk about something that we've been getting a bunch of emails on that you and I have been texting back and forth feverishly. Mm-hmm. And we decided, let's just talk about it on the podcast so we can direct people who are asking this question to the podcast. Mm-hmm. We have both separately, we've been getting some great sales and signups for Muscle Science for Women, for our Grow Your Glutes program, which is great. We love having people in the program and working through it. We love the feedback people are giving us. But we're also getting a bunch of emails, people kind of asking more about the program, which is cool. But they're also asking for like samples of the program. Like we've had a few folks saying like, hey, can you give me some sample workouts or a sample of what the program's about, you know, before we purchase? And, you know, Rachel and I, you can, of course, weigh in on this, but we were thinking about it, right? Because we're like, of course, we want to answer people's questions. It's an investment if you're going to sign up, right? But we wanted to make sure that we are, I think, communicating the value of the course appropriately. Like the last thing we'd want to do is work to create some kind of free little freebie for you that doesn't accurately portray what the course value really is. And then we're not getting you to sign up because it's so much more than what we could kind of give in a PDF, like a one-page PDF, right? So we've been answering kind of people individually saying, here's why we don't have like a free sample workout for Muscle Science for Women. But we thought maybe we'd just kind of like address it here. Just again, so you guys, anybody who's interested in the program gets just a good sense of like what you're getting when you sign up for the flagship course, right?
Yeah. And I will say, this is also something too, like you said, I don't think we talked about this and we don't think a freebie would basically do the program justice. And I think that like whenever I'm looking to sign up for something, like whether it's with a coach or a program or something like that, like personally, what gets me to actually, you know, buy into that program is, you know, having trust in the people who create the program. And so I think that's something to just think about. Like if you listen to us all the time, if you, you know, follow us on Instagram, you see what we post, you know, whatever it may be, you've been following us for a while. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to like toot our own horn, but like, you know that we're reputable, right? Like we're not gonna tell you that something is this way and like give you something completely different. So I think that's something just like, if you trust the people you're listening to or you're interested in working with, like that's the biggest thing. And that's what we try to do with the podcast, right? Like that's why we record this podcast, you know, to give you information, to try to help for free in that way as much as we can. And then, and all that. So that's the first thing I'll say. And the second thing is we'll talk about the program a little bit, but we took a lot of time to put together the program page with all of the information, as well as like hours and hours spent getting these testimonial videos from our, you know, our clients who have gone through it. So those were really like speak to what the program is about, hearing it from people who have actually gone through it. Cause we can tout it as much as we want. We can tell you all about it, but I think that's the biggest thing. Like go to muscleScienceForWomen.com, look at the page, scroll through it, watch the videos, hear what people have to say so that you can say like, oh yeah, I relate to that person and I relate to what they, you know, maybe where they started. And I think that this program can definitely benefit me because of that. And then also like, if you scroll through the page, you'll see we have like the whole course curriculum. It's not just the programming. There's so much more to it. We have like FAQs at the bottom of the page. So I think that's something too, like go to muscleScienceForWomen.com. Is it four? Wait,
no, it's, I thought it was just,
oh no. Yeah. Wait, I'm going to tell you right. Yes. Okay. It's Muscle Science for Women, F-O-R, not the number. Yes, so muscleScienceForWomen.com, we'll put it in the show notes.
Yes.
But that has all the information. And of course, you can still ask us questions if you're hesitant and whatever. But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there first. And then, and yeah, we can chat a little bit more about it too.
And the other thing is, you know, like you said, there's so much more to the program than just the 12-week training program. There's so much more to it. But if that's the main interest that you have is like, how good is this training program? Like, what does it look like? What am I going to get out of it? That's a, you know, that's a valid question. And giving you a sample workout tells you literally nothing. And the one thing that I told somebody who reached out recently was like, hey, you know, tell me more about Muscle Science for Women. No one has gone through that program and given and not said that the training program portion was everything they needed and then some. Like it is the most comprehensive training program I've ever seen, you know? So that's, there's that, right? Not only are you getting just every single detail of how to incorporate the program into your like current life or training, how to find an alternate exercise for anything you want to do, how to structure the workout from start to finish to get the most out of it, how to understand what progressive overload is, how to start again when the 12 weeks are over. Like, it is so, so comprehensive. There are video tutorials of every single exercise that you know exactly how to do it, all this stuff. So It's so comprehensive and so extensive that if I just said, here's an example of like six exercises you do on a leg day, that shows you nothing about the actual value of the program. So again, it's like, we're kind of like, it. Maybe it's like we're blowing smoke because we feel really strongly about our program, but it would be like bad marketing for us to just be like, here's a couple workouts. Cause it just doesn't do justice to what you're actually getting with the program. So that's why we don't do a freebie, but I even forgot that we have like hours of video testimonials from people who have actually taken the program. So that's also, a really good place to go because they are not paid. We did not, they wanted to give feedback because they really enjoyed the program and got a lot out of it. So that's a great place to start. But you can always ask us questions and that's the other great thing about the program is that once you are signed in, you're not just getting all the information, all the nutrition stuff, all the like understanding macros, all the recovery information, all the everything. You're also getting access to us to ask us questions in real time once you're in the program and working through it. Mm-hmm. So it's, it's good stuff. It's worth it. It's more than worth it.
It's not just like a PDF that you download and we're like, hey, go off, do this on your own. Like, that's not it. And then just to kind of reiterate too, if you go to the musclescienceforwomen.com, if you scroll down, the frequently asked questions, these are the things that are answered there, right? Does the training program require gym membership? What is the time commitment of the workouts? What are the, like, what's the split? How many days per week? Are there cardio conditioning workouts included? How do you track your workouts? Like, these are questions that are all answered on that page in detail. I definitely would refer you to the page so you can learn more about it. And
So that's that. We are very happy that you're asking questions. We're very happy that you're interested and we love every person who goes through it. We're super pumped, but if people are wondering like, hey, why can't I get like a little sneak peek? It's like, that's why, because there's no sneak peek that's going to really show you what all the goodies you're going to get when you sign up.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
That's that. We have some questions. Shall we dive in?
Yes, we shall. Where do we want to start?
I want to start with Hazel because I'll tell you why I'm excited about this. Well, I'm going to read it. Okay. Hazel says, I was listening to your podcast, some of your older episodes, and I thought you guys were the people to talk to. Love it. We are. I don't even know what the question is yet, but we're the people to talk to. Okay. What excites me is Hazel says, I'm currently in high school. So I feel like we don't get a lot of high school students listen. Like, most of the questions we get are from people who are like our age or older. So I love that we've got some young people listening to the podcast, working out, asking questions about their health, starting early. I love that. So
jealous of you, honestly.
Yeah. Right. I mean, imagine if there were like health and wellness podcasts when we were like 16 or so. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to go back there. So maybe we won't go down that road, but anyway, I'm glad that Hazel's on top of it. Okay. So she says, I'm in high school. I'm on birth control. I've noticed that I've been gaining weight. First, it was the arm implant. Have you heard of this? Because again, maybe I'm too old. Like, I just took the pill like everybody else. But do you know about this arm implant?
Arm implant?
I think it's like there's some HRT stuff that are pellets that they like physically. I wonder if it's like that. I've never heard of a birth control that's an implant, but in your arm. Anyway, okay, got it removed. Then I was put on the pill. Noticing that I gained more weight instead of switching birth controls again, I want to know if you guys have a workout schedule that you think would help. I'm looking to lose 10 to 15 pounds. She's 5'5 and about 145, 150 pounds. She says, I currently don't go to the gym. I hurt my back a while ago. Recently got the okay to do it again, but then I sprained my ankle. I also have a weightlifting class that I'll be getting back into when my ankle heals. So that's great. So she's basically kind of just asking for advice. She's talking about she's on birth control, her weight's going up. She wants to know what we recommend. So do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
First, I just want to make a quick disclaimer because I just to, you know, make sure, like, because we mostly talk to people who are over 18, right? So just as a disclaimer, none of this is medical advice or anything like that. Please, you know, talk to your parents first if you're under 18, all of that jazz, right? We just want to get that out of the way because I didn't really think about that until yeah, now.
Good call.
Yeah. So, I mean, as as simple as it sounds, sign up for the Tonsil Science for Women program. The mm-hmm. reason I say that, I know we're going to get into this. The reason I say that is because you mentioned that you're just going to be able to start attending the gym. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. Attending the gym again. and I feel like the first step with that is, again, just like knowing what you're doing, right? Not wasting your own time. And obviously that's exactly what we teach in the Muscle Science Forum program, is like how to work out to change your body composition, right? What to do, how to train, you know, getting the education behind that. Cause I think that is like the first step to really being able to, especially like now you're young, you know, getting into it now and doing it right from the beginning is something, again, that I wish that I knew. And so I think that would be the first step. Just follow, like learning, educating yourself, following a structured program. And then also on top of that, of course, the nutrition side of things is a huge piece of it. And we obviously provide that, what is it, like the 55-page nutrition manual that goes mm-hmm. through exactly how to set up your nutrition and all that. So again, that would be the most comprehensive place to start. With the birth control side of things, why don't you talk a little bit about this so that I don't ramble on forever?
Well, I mean, I first would say we literally cannot give you any advice about the birth control thing because yeah. we're not your doctors and we don't know anything about what's going on. I would say, again, like have conversations with your parents, have conversations with your doctor, because this is a very important topic. And if you get your advice from the internet, you know, 90% of health influencers are going to tell you that birth control is evil and it's going to ruin you. And then the other people are going to say, of course, you need whatever. Lord knows I was on it. I used it when I needed it. And thank goodness it existed. That's my personal opinion about birth control, but it can have side effects. It can have, you know, it can cause some challenges that you need to maybe work around. And there are different forms, as you know. We can't talk about the birth control part. So when we don't even know if the weight gain or maybe the bloating or anything that you're experiencing is even related to that. It mm-hmm. may be, it may not. We don't know. So birth control kind of off the table, that's for you and your doctor and your parents and everything to kind of sort out. You didn't mention anything about food. So again, there's some huge components here that are going to impact body composition. Birth control maybe being one of them, food definitely being one of them, exercise, movement definitely being one of them, and then stress, sleep, that definitely mm-hmm. has an impact too. So these are all things that you want to think about. If you are still kind of dealing with an injury and you obviously aren't going to get back to or dive right into weightlifting, if your ankle's still healing, if you're coming back from a back injury, you can double down on things like, are you going to bed? You're a teenager. Are you going to bed at 3 a.m. every night? That's not good. And maybe you don't want to listen yeah. to us because you're in high school, but I'll tell you, you probably want to be sleeping more. So sleep is good. If you don't have pain, you should maybe be prioritizing going for lots of walks, doing some kind of physical movement that makes you feel good. I don't know if you like swimming or biking or pickleball. That's what all the kids are doing now, whatever it is that they're yeah. doing, you know, like do more movement, moving, you know, it doesn't, you and I, obviously we're big fans of strength training and weightlifting and that's great. And so get into our program, do your weightlifting class when you feel yeah. recovered. That's going to be great. Building muscle is a huge component of having ideal body composition. It's not just about restricting calories or, you know, losing weight. It's about gaining muscle. And I love that her head's already in that space. But if you're not in a place where you're going to be lifting, you know, seriously a couple times a week because you've got an injury, there are other things you can do, right? So think about what your food intake is. Do you have any idea what you're eating, how much you're eating, how much protein you're eating? Do you feel good about your diet? Do you feel like you have good energy? Is your digestion good? Are you hungry a lot? Are you whatever? You know, these are things to think about, very baseline things to think about. Make sure you're getting good protein with every meal. Make sure you're eating enough. Make sure you're sleeping enough. Be outside. Move a lot. All of those things are going to set a really good baseline for understanding. You know, if you do all that and for a month or two, and maybe you drop 5 pounds, that's great. That's good information. It means that you're sorting some lifestyle factors out. If you do it for a couple months and you don't lose any weight, maybe you gain a couple more pounds, and maybe there's something else going on, right? Maybe there is a birth control thing you got to figure out. But before we even get to the weightlifting schedule, there are a billion other things, you know, that you can be thinking about and focusing on. And you can do that no matter what injury or challenge you kind of are currently dealing with, right? So those are things to think about too.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think it just goes back to like, the least sexy things are the things that you should be doing. So all the foundational things like you just talked about are the things that I overlooked when I was in high school. And it's like, if you can build that foundation now, like you are just, you're going to set yourself up for so, such an easier life, honestly, when it comes to this. And on top of that too, like when you do, you know, start to get back into the gym with training, if I could go back in time, I would just smack myself in the face and say, focus on building muscle for like 2 years. Don't think about trying to lose, continue to lose the weight. Focus on feeling good, feeling strong, paying attention to like protein intake, right? Just start tracking that and lift heavy shit, really, in obviously a progressive way, and learn more about that. Because I promise you, if you can put on a good amount of muscle right now, like you are setting yourself up for just having, making your body composition so much easier to maintain as you get older, right? If I would have paid attention to building muscle in high school, and that be the thing I paid attention to, not cardio, not, you know, dieting all the time, whatever, like I, again, like my life right now would be just so much easier too, in the sense of like the body composition stuff. Honestly, I can say though, over the past like 6 years, I have noticed, and this is something that I just kind of came to the realization a few weeks ago, as I've been kind of in maintenance, right? And just like, you know, not tracking every day, eating a lot of food, and like sometimes even thinking, wow, I'm eating too much, not stepping on the scale every day, not like thinking about that all the time. Some days I feel a little bit fluffier than others, you know, that's all part of it, bloated, whatever. But I've been maintaining, and it's taken 10% of the effort to maintain my current body composition now than it did like 3 years ago, because I spent the last 6 years really paying attention to building muscle and learning how to do that. And so if I would have done that in high school, especially going into college, like what a difference, and from a, like even just like a mental capacity it could have done. So I don't know if that made any sense at all, but that's kind of something that I've come to light in the last few weeks that I've really realized. So
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And I guess one other thing too, that I want to mention, because she's talking about losing weight, you know, based on the numbers you've given, first of all, it's such an arbitrary thing anyway. It's not for us to say, oh yeah, you could lose 10 pounds, or no, you're perfect and you shouldn't lose any weight. Like whatever, like that's, again, not for us to know or to say. But it's worth thinking about the idea of maybe switching priority or switching focus to, how can I just do everything I can to optimize my health, and maybe think about building muscle before I think about losing weight. You might find that you have this fun bonus byproduct of losing a couple pounds of fat, but you're also having more fun. You're lifting weights, you're building muscle, you're getting stronger, you look better. And it's just kind of a more positive headspace to be in, especially, you know, when you're younger. Like, don't, like, just what Rachel was saying, if you can spend less time thinking about how do I get these last 5-10 pounds, whatever, and instead think about, how can I get healthy? How can I get really healthy so I can go have fun and crush it in the gym and get nice, big, strong muscles that look amazing and that, you know, make me feel really good. So that might be something to think about too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I was thinking that too. And this is the last thing I'll say on it too. The numbers that she kind of sent, and everybody's different, right? Everybody's body composition is different. But in terms of height and weight, so you said 5'5", between 145, 150 pounds. Just based off of that information, I can tell you that I am 5'6", and I weigh 140-ish pounds around that. That's where I hover around that. That's where my, just over the years, my body likes to stay. I've been as low in the past few years as 127. I've been as high as like 147, but I've come back to like that 140. But I can tell you this, 140 now, when I'm 140 now, it's completely different than 145 years ago. And that's because I've spent time building muscle. And again, the number on the scale doesn't matter, right? Because that is, it's all relative to you, right? And how you feel. But like Ashley said, you know, 145, 150 as a 5'5 individual is actually pretty average in the sense of like that's not overweight when we look at like a scale of the, you know, height, weight, BMI, whatever you want to call it, right? Mm-hmm. However, you know, if you had 15 pounds of muscle on, like spent time putting 15 pounds of muscle on and weighed 145 versus, you know, not having that muscle, that's a mm-hmm. completely different body composition, right? Completely different. So again, yeah. I just can't reiterate this enough. Like if I could go back in time, I would just focus on building muscle, as much muscle as I could build.
Yeah. I mean, I got to say again, to not to sound like a dick, but like, that's what I did in high school. Really. I was like one of the only women, girls I know that was just like, for whatever reason, the older brother, whatever pop culture I was into, I was in the gym doing bicep curls. Like I just wasn't. And some of it's like the privilege of like, I wasn't overweight by any mm-hmm. metrics. That doesn't stop people from feeling like shit about themselves, of course, because there are lots of people who are perfectly healthy and fine that still do not like what they see in the mirror. And that's anyway. But I am kind of an example of this, of like, I was very, very fortunate, not to say that I loved myself every day, but I did not have like a overarching theme of like, I got to be skinnier throughout mm-hmm. high school. I wanted to be strong. And I went to the gym to try to be strong. And I do think that really helped me. I think it helped me have a good mental headspace going into the industry that we're in. I think that it helped me, you know, building muscle from age 16, 17, instead of starting when you're 30, makes a huge difference, you know? So, you know, mm-hmm. we're telling Hazel this now, and teenagers like to do what they want to do, but mm-hmm. it's just something to think about, but like, you yeah. know, a little bit of a shift in like, let's care less about the 5-10 pounds and let's care more about fixing your yeah. ankle and getting in the gym, you know, like let's yeah. do that.
And I just want to say one other thing on the other side of the spectrum. And this is, again, I just want to tie this in. I got an email yesterday. Well, it was actually a website contact, you know, like you can go on your website and just send a message. You can do that on both of our websites if you'd like, but it literally, the message was, can I build muscle at 60 years old? That was the message. And I just wanted to scream. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So that's
yes.
what I did. I screamed through the email. Yes. Yeah. And so that's something too. Anybody who's listening to this, who's not in high school and wishes they could go back, you can still do it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like you can, if you are 60 years old, 65, 70, I don't care what age you are, you can mm-hmm. still build muscle. And there are so many, so many women that we've worked with that we've helped do this. I know like the average age of the women in my flex fam are 45 years old. Some of them are higher than that, 'cause that's the average age, of course. And like, they are building muscle by the week. Like mm-hmm. literally I can see it. My mm-hmm. mom too, we talked about this before, like she started lifting weights when she was 60. I think it was like around 58, 60. That was the first time she actually started lifting weights, and in 6 months completely changed her body composition. Like there's no age limit or age range, like just build muscle.
Yep. That's it.
I'm sorry. That's all I had to say.
Hazel, keep us posted. We would love to hear how you're doing, because again,
we're not just passionate about this at all.
Yeah. We don't really care. It's no bigs, whatever. No, but we are actually very interested. And I will say, 'cause you know, we have our moments, you know, you and I will be texting each other when we're in moods and we're just like raging against something or another. And I have moments where I'm like, are we just preaching to the choir? Are we just talking to people who already are bought into this, and the people who aren't bought into it aren't going to listen? But every once in a while, I think we get proof that we do, you know, being consistent in everything, you get through to people. Like, I got a message, somebody asking about muscle science for women, and her email just read like the poster child for doing this program. Like, she was like, I'm in my mid 40s. I've been doing CrossFit my whole life, and it's just not hitting the way it used to. And, you know, I've been like, I'm so on top of things. I work out so hard. I do all this, I do all that. And it's just not feeling good. And like the weight, there's like some things going on with my weight. And I'm like, yes, like, come over. Come to us. Like, we will sort you out. So again, that's not to say that if you're in your 40s and doing CrossFit, you're doing it wrong. It's just to say that if you are doing something and it's no longer working, guess what? You got to pivot. You got to do something else. And being willing to do that, I commend anybody who is going to step outside of their comfort zone and be like, I really want to do CrossFit 6 days a week, but I'm recognizing that it's not what I need right now. And I'm willing to try something else. I have so much respect for that, because it's not easy to do, but that's what we're here for. So that's all I got to say about that.
Agreed. Yes. Okay. I'm not going to say anything else, because I've already.
No, I love it.
Rambled for this forever. Is
a great conversation. Do you think
we
already have time for, do you want to do one more short one or no? We can.
Well, do we have what do you think?
Let me see. We have a good one, but that will probably take a while. Yeah. I don't want to do that. We have to talk about our sponsor.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's chat about our sponsor real quick. And then we'll probably pick up with the next question on the next episode.
Yes. Don't stop recording, people who are listening. Listen.
Maybe we'll answer coffee. The question at the end.
Purity Coffee. Who doesn't like it? Who doesn't like coffee? I have started because, you know, I only drink cold coffee like a psycho. And I normally buy like pre-made, you know, like Stoke or like some brand that's just a cold coffee in a thing, and you buy it from the grocery store. And I'm like, I can't, this is like a pretty expensive habit, not quite as bad as buying a cold brew at a coffee shop every day, but still pretty expensive. And so I've been grinding, you know, the Purity Coffee, mm-hmm. and I'm normally doing like their regular, you know, one of their regular blends in the morning, and then I'll like have a decaf later if I want, but I got to be on top of it. I got to do it the day before, because it has to sit in the fridge. I just can't do it. I mean, I've read, if you're into sort of more hippie Eastern medicine kind of stuff, that's not hippie, but you know, not Western medicine stuff. People say that drinking cold stuff all the time is actually not good for you, but I just can't deny that it is what my body is asking for. So, and it doesn't seem, you know, my digestion seems okay. Everything seems all right. So maybe it's not so bad. Maybe I'm just a weirdo who literally needs ice cubes in her beverages, or else I will die of dehydration. I don't know. This was supposed to be talking about Purity Coffee, but I just had to get it off my chest, I guess. Anyway, I don't know.
So moral of the story is Purity Coffee goes
it's good really coffee.
Well, either cold or hot. That I drink actually, it hot. I don't drink cold coffee.
That's a good marketing angle. Yes. If you like cold coffee, you can still do it this way. And you can there's all kinds of different ways you can make your own cold brew at home, but you can literally just brew a cup of coffee and put it in the fridge overnight. And it's super easy. And I don't notice any difference in obviously flavor or anything with their 1/3 caffeinated, which I love. And then their decaf. Oh, yeah. I'm like, I would drink it all day long. It's actually maybe bad for me, because now all I'm doing is drinking coffee. Cause I'm like, it's decaf. It's fine. It's no big deal. I'll just keep drinking this all day instead of plain water, whatever.
Also, I just pulled up their website, cause I want to make sure I got this right, but they do, I don't have a Keurig, but they do have pods. So they sell their coffee in pods too. And they also did the sachets. Have you tried their sachets yet?
No.
So I had these when they first came out. And again, if you go to what's the link?
puritycoffee.com/discount/MSW25. We'll just put that link in the but you can also just go to their website and use the code MSW25 and you get 25% off your order. So if you know you like coffee, you should just like stock up and use the code because you get 25% off no matter how much you buy. So
yeah,
that's a good deal.
And if you do this, like I'm on a subscription each month, but you know, you can always cancel that too and whatever, but just try it out. But they have these sachets, which are basically like tea bags of coffee. And they come in all the different, they have the, all the different types, the, you know, the full caffeinated, the dark, the light, the, you know, decaf, and they're basically like to go. So you could just put them, you know, like a tea bag type thing. If you don't have time to brew your coffee, you just pour hot water over it. So that's also something that might even be,
that would be good
work
for
well
me.
For cold brew. Something
gotta,
to think
I
about.
I gotta reach out to those guys and tell them to send me some of those.
So they have the whole bean coffee, the ground, the coffee pods, which are for the Keurig, the sachets, and they also have some other stuff too, it looks like. So yeah, check it out.
When they have a coffee IV and can shoot it straight into our veins, we will update you and let you know. But in the meantime, MSW25 will get you 25% off. And that's good because coffee,
that's
good coffee is... And it's not cheap anymore. Like even crappy coffee isn't cheap anymore. Nothing's cheap anymore. So if you want to get like, these guys are actually the best of the best, like organic, certified organic coffee is like 1% of coffee as it is. And these guys go like the next step and they do all this third party testing to make sure they have no pesticides, molds, anything like that. Yeah. They have like a higher antioxidant level than regular organic coffee because their roasting process, like they are literally the actual cream of the crop. So it's worth it. And a 25% discount is decent. So,
yeah. And there's something, I don't know if this is exactly it, but coffee is like one of, if not the most top, the crop that is most heavily sprayed with pesticides or herbicides or whatever. From what I've, from my research a while ago, I don't know if it's still, that's still the case, but I'm pretty sure it is.
I would say,
So basically that just means that like, if you're not drinking high quality coffee, especially organic in that sense, then you're just getting tons of those not so amazing things. I'm not going to talk to what, you know, it causes or whatever it may be, because that's all, you know, out there in the research and people say,
but we can all agree that we don't want pesticides all over the stuff that we're
you don't
want
to be putting, especially with coffee. Like most people who drink coffee are drinking coffee every single day, multiple times a day. So it's not something that you just have every once in a while, right? Like it's an everyday thing. So make sure that you are, you know, if it's something that's every day, like that should be those things that you do spend a little bit of extra money on to get the highest quality. And then also, it just like, I know I'm ranting about this and I'll shut up in a second, but like, if you go, and I know for me, like if I go have a Starbucks coffee compared to the Purity coffee I drink every day, like I feel like crap because I get like this huge spike in the caffeine hit. And because it's a lower quality coffee, like you get the jitters and like all that stuff. And it's just like not fun. So you will definitely notice a difference when you have a higher quality coffee from that standpoint too. So yeah, anyway.
Thank you, Purity Coffee.
Yes,
you guys are the best, best coffee ever. MSW25, 25% off. And don't forget, guys, if you want to send us questions, feedback, comments, anything, send us an email at musclescience4@gmail.com. And if you've been listening to this and you like it and there's a teenage girl in your life, send this to her. She probably listens to so many podcasts. She's probably listening to a true crime podcast right now. Send her this instead. This is better. This is more beneficial. We will be the sassy, weightlifting, loving aunties or older sisters that they need. We will give them the tough love that they need. So
Send us questions. We love questions.
We do. We love it. Okay. Until next time, don't do stupid shit.
Don't be insane.